Across the country, the COVID-19 public health crisis has also sparked a rapid economic downturn, which has generated levels of joblessness that rival the Great Depression. Historically, public employees have been insulated somewhat from business cycles, but the current slowdown is an exception. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is now preparing to lay off thousands of civil servants by October 1st. With us now is WBGO contributor Bob Henley, who also covers City Hall for the Chief Leader. Thanks for joining us, Bob. So first, give us the economic context for this crisis. Traditionally, wasn't one of the benefits of a civil service position job security?
Absolutely, Doug. Historically, that was how it worked. But what is going on now is we have this combination of the catastrophic drop-off in incoming tax revenue because of the COVID virus and the public health measures necessary to contain it, combined with extraordinary local expenditures that weren't budgeted for. And that adds up to billions of dollars across the country. And we still haven't really gotten a follow-up action from Washington to help the city, states, and counties buck up their balance sheet.
Bob, you've been reporting that the mayor has said that he has to lay off as many as 22,000 civil servants to balance the budget. Do we have any more specifics about what agencies and job titles have been targeted?
Well, we've reported in the Chief Leader that at least 400 EMS members who were part of the FDNY have been targeted. That would be about 10% of the 4,000 EMS workforce. The mayor's office has said that, has confirmed that layoffs will be felt across the entirety of the city's civil service, which is dozens of agencies that employ over 300,000 people, but won't confirm specific details. As a practical matter, the unions that represent these folks have to be noticed by the end of this month so that they can have the 30-day notices required by law. There, of course, the way this would work is provisional employees, individuals who have not been permanently appointed to their job yet, would go first, temps, and then the way the civil service laws work is the most recent hire would be the person that would be most likely to lose their job because seniority is very important. Now, there are some behind-the-scenes negotiations going on between the city's unions and the de Blasio administration to try to head this off.
With regards to those negotiations, what are the unions proposing to help close the city's budget gap?
Well, historically, one of the things that the city's been able to do, and this happened after the 9/11 economic downturn, is to offer individuals who are close to retirement age and, coincidentally, of course, at the highest end of the pay scale, early retirement. So if you're 60, 61, and a few years off, they'll offer you an incentive to retire. The unions are making the case that this would be really important to try to do now because one of the things we have is older people have a greater exposure to COVID. So you can solve a couple of problems here because many of these individuals, as a practical matter, people that work in the sewer plants, people that keep the vast infrastructure of the city of New York running, many of them are vulnerable to COVID and have been having to report throughout the pandemic. It would make sense, the unions argue, to have those folks go out first. And also, this would prevent you from having to fire and terminate the young people in these titles that the city often goes to considerable expense to recruit and train, who often have small children. And so if they were to be laid off, they'd also lose health care. So there's a back and forth going on. This would require enabling legislation from Albany, but time is getting short for this kind of resolution.
Is the situation much different for New Jersey's public employees?
Well, I guess in one principal way, New York City has not been able to get additional borrowing authority for $5 billion from Albany, which would help them out. But in New Jersey, Governor Murphy did manage to get a $10 billion loan against future revenues, which has withstood a Supreme Court challenge. But the fundamental macroeconomic challenges still exist for New Jersey without any kind of federal intervention. What we are seeing here is a collaboration that seems to be working between the largest public union in the state, the CWA, which is working with the Murphy administration and has already done things like postponed a 2% raise that the workers were supposed to receive, and also workers have taken a 10 days of furlough. All of these things, what they do is help the state preserve the cash on hand. But you can imagine that the counties and local communities and school boards are going to all feel these pressures. Again, what's happened is the aid that was supposed to come from Washington has been hung up. And as we get closer to the presidential election, it appears increasingly more likely that we won't be able to get the aid in time for us to put off these layoffs, which will come, I might add, at a time when New Jersey and New York are worried about a second wave of the pandemic.
As always, Bob Henley, thanks for joining us on the WBJO Journal.
Thanks, Doug.